Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I've got an excellent show for you tonight featuring an interview with Spanish DJ and producer Cian. So he'll be performing here in Vancouver on the Saturday, the 3rd of October. But first, we'll kick this show off with my track of the week. This comes from Calgary's Simon Doty. He's taken things into more of a techno direction lately. This is his new track called Zeroed In, remixed by Parody Saracine. So enjoy this. Okay, good stuff there from Calgary, Simon Doty. The track is called, what was it called? It was called Zeroed In, and that's a remix by Parody Saracene. So here we are into the highlight of the show, and this is my interview with Cian. So Cian is a huge, huge player in the world of techno. His label, Octopus Recordings, is one of the top techno labels in the world. It's also one of the top-selling ones on Beatport. He's just released the album Anthracite, and he'll be touring for the album here in Vancouver on the 3rd of October. I was fortunate enough to interview him here a few weeks back. Here's how that went. The full track list for this interview can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. So enjoy this. Okay, this is DJ Waugh speaking to Cian, a DJ and producer from Barcelona who's been producing for the past 15 years. He's the head of Octopus Recordings and has just started a 29-day tour to promote his recent album, Anthracite. Thank you for doing this. This is Cian. How do you describe the Cian sound?
Somewhere around techno and its subgenres. I mean, it's like a big throbbing main room techno vibe.
Is there anything about growing up in Spain and Ireland that inspired you to produce this style of music?
Actually, yeah. I mean, the first time I was exposed to that, you know, electronic music was as a very young kid. I would walk by clubs near where I used to live in the south of Spain, and they'd be playing, like, the music that was called Eurobeat or, like, you know, Italo at the time, which is, you know, drum machines and weird synth bass lines and stuff like that. So yeah, that was definitely a big influence. And it was also, as I was a kid, you know, skateboarding around Spain, I would notice that there was rave flyers up and I'd hear these people going into clubs at night time, and I got to have a peek in myself the odd time. So yeah, it was totally an influence.
producing, which DAW do you use and why do you use it?
Ableton. I use the Push a lot, just to explain, is a controller surface for Ableton that represents pretty much what's on the screen. And you can use it in a live session view, or you can use it as triggering clips. So yeah, that's my weapon of choice.
Do you have one go-to VST that you just couldn't live without, and why?
If I had to pick one, I might say the Diva synth. It's just, for me, the richest, kind of thickest, most kind of lush sounding synth that I've come across yet. I mean, I'm, you know, I used to work with a lot of analog synths and a big studio outboard setup. Yeah, lately I've gone back into the box, and the Diva does a lot of things for me, you know, those big thick bass lines and stuff that are kind of like a feature in my music.
Do you enjoy more producing or DJing, and why?
I mean, I get a real kick out of making music, I would have to say, but then on the other hand, I would also, you know, really enjoy like the interaction between crowds and stuff when you're on a stage. I think it's a pretty weird feeling, you know, performing especially for bigger audiences. So yeah, it'd be hard to pick one, but I don't think I could live without making music, to be honest.
You have just started a huge tour to promote your new album. What is the best part of a tour like this? And is there anything difficult about doing 29 dates over 3 months?
The best part is just getting to travel and go all these crazy places and play for people and crowds that I honestly never thought I would get that, you know, that sort of a reach to people. I mean, it would usually be, you know, major cities and whatever, but, you know, I'm hitting some pretty far out places on this one. Just to know that there's people out there interested is really cool. I would say the difficult things are the same things every DJ says, like the airports, delays. If we could just zap ourselves there, it would be way easier lifestyle. But I mean, I think you look at it, an old DJ once said to me, like, you get paid for the travel, not the gigs. Like, you do the gigs for free if you had to, you know.
Octopus Recordings, which is listed as one of the top 5 selling techno labels on Beatport. What do you think has made the label so successful?
It kind of feels like an ongoing work in progress, to be honest. I mean, I don't think anyone ever feels like they've gained success or whatever. It just feels like you just keep doing the best you can and kind of honing and adapting your work procedure to get a better label out there. You know, you're constantly showing visually and also with the music like a kind of brand in a way that is, I think you just get better at it with time and experience, really. I mean, I don't think there's any one thing that makes a label great. I think it's a combination of all those things being on it all the time, you know.
Over the past few years, you've contributed twice to Beatport's remix contest. Describe your relationship with Beatport and how were the results of the contests?
Great, actually. We have a really good relationship with them and they've helped us so much, you know. Because we work really hard on the label, they see that and they support us on their end too in terms of marketing and placement and stuff. I think that they're really encouraging to labels that do put the extra, you know, that extra 10% in all the time. And the remix contests have been interesting because they've, you know, you get all these really, really wide-ranging versions of your track that, you know, some of them aren't, you know, they're all really interesting. Some of them just might not fit us, but it's amazing to hear everyone's versions of them because, you know, they interpret the parts in different ways.
DJ format do you use when you're performing and why do you use this?
I've been using now Native Instruments D2s with Traktor on 4 channels with a Zone 92. The D2s are a late recent addition to my setup. They're great because, as you probably know, you can play stems. Each track is divided into 4 main parts, so you can take out the kick or take out the bass line while you're mixing. So yeah, it's like playing multi-channel DJ mixes. I'm using 2 X1s as well, which are just like my general transport and effect sends for the 4 channels. The D2s would handle all the stem stuff, like, you know, loading tracks that are in stem format.
Do you have some sort of advanced access to Native Instruments stuff?
Yeah, I'm under their artist program now. I'm doing some panels with them, and also they're helping me with my setup constantly. You know, they're advising me and doing like one-on-one sessions to improve everything and kind of tweak my setup.
Vancouverites expect from your DJ set at MIA on October 3rd?
Hopefully I'll be bringing a lot of new music from me and the label and playing a lot of stuff that they haven't heard yet, trying to make a unique DJ set that just takes them somewhere.
Can you name two or three producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
I'm working with some really interesting people now on the label, like Barbudo, Colburn, Boriana, Weska, Leighton Giordani. I kind of admire them for their, you know, their life story or whatever is kind of taking them to a point where they're making really interesting music. They have just an interesting personality to offer. Their music shows a lot of their personality and their, you know, they fit so perfectly with Octopus.
For the future of yourself and Octopus Recordings?
I'd like to just continue releasing music that I really, you know, have that good feeling that it, you know, it's good and it should be out there and it needs a platform. My main goal in the future is to just develop the label with a core roster, so the artists I just mentioned will be a big part of that.
Is there anything you want to promote right now?
I have a remix pack of the album that's about to drop. We just got masters from that back today. I'm really stoked about them. It's going to be some artists' interpretations of the album tracks. On there we have Carlo Leo, Julian Joel, Pig and Dan, Shaded, Justin James, and the winner of our Beatport contest that we just wrapped up. So we're going to announce all that stuff pretty soon on our socials.
Cian will be in Vancouver on Saturday, October the 3rd at MIA as part of his tour to promote the album Anthracite. This and many of other tracks can be found on Beatport and iTunes. Visit his SoundCloud page to find out more about him. Tickets for this event can be found on the Blueprint Events page. A list of Cian web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Thank you for doing this.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Okay, an excellent interview there with Cian and an excellent track retrospective as well. If you enjoyed that, check out tickets online for his October the 3rd gig here in Vancouver. A full list of his web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Up next is the DJ Wah Mix. This is going to be a shortened version of it just because we've used a lot of the show already for the interview. First track here is a newer one by Weiss called Man Gone. So enjoy this, and I'll be back in a little bit.
Oh, you. Get the fuck off my channel. Fuck you.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
All right, that was an abbreviated version of the DJ Wah mix. That last track was Jose de Divina with Mother F-Bomb. Can't say it on air. Full track list for tonight's show can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Mixes similar to tonight's can be found at www.soundcloud.com/DJ-Wah. That's W-A. If you enjoyed the show and you want to check it out again in podcast form, look on iTunes and on the CITR webpage. Thanks to Cian for providing me with an excellent interview for tonight. Join me here in 2 weeks for my 5th anniversary show when I have an interview with Seattle's Dave Pesner. Up next is going to be Bootlegs and B-Sides with Doran, but first, let's set the controls for the time machine. For a short hop back in time to 2006, this track featured on Hernan Cattaneo's Renaissance Presents CD titled Sequential. This is the very bassy track by Randall Jones called With My Friends. Enjoy, and I'll be back here in a couple of weeks. Talking to each other. Dance.
playing records.